But then with the advertising, of course, you'll always get the other bloke come up to you. We want a lake depth charging. You know, I said, depth charging, what for? He said, we've got pike in it, he says. I said, well, what do you want me to, what do you want me to depth charge? He said, we want all the pike killing. Depth charge the buggers, he says. He said, we've tried netting it. You know, he said, but with the undulating bottom, you see, the buggers go under the net. He said, we netted it and we thought we got them all out. Then we put some pike bait in there and we caught three. He said, and we're going to stock it with trout. He said, and if we put young trout in there, they'll go through them buggers like a dose of salt. See, we put about 150 trout in, we'll finish up with one big fat pike, you know. he said, it's no use to us, that isn't, you see. So he said, I wonder if you could come and depth charge the buggers. I said, oh, I'll depth charge them, all right. He said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. It's up the other side of St Asaph, he says. He said, if we come for you on Saturday morning, you can use my Land Rover. He said, we're a syndicate of two. He said, you use my Land Rover and we'll go in the car in front and you follow us and we'll show you the way. You can put all your explosive in my Land Rover. I said, that suits me. So he come under the Land Rover and he got out the Land Rover and got in the car with the other bloke, you see, and they went away. And I'd got put my explosive in, and I followed them up, chased them up the road, and every time I looked like catching them up a bit, they'd shoot off again. You know, a good 2 mile in front by the time we got up to St Asaph, and up the bloody mountains we went, and went up to this place, and when we got there, it was a beautiful place, 4.5 acre lake, and it was about, on an average, of 18 foot deep. And in one or two places, it might have been 25 or 30 foot deep, these holes in it, you see. And a couple of days previously, when I was talking to him about it, I said, now, one of you will have to row the boat, you see. Get me out there, then I can depth charge, chuck the jet charges over the back, and we can row down, and then they'll detonate, and we can kill the bloody pike. So when they got out the car, instead of the two getting out, there was three got out. And one fellow was a little inoffensive bloke, you know, letting the world go by, minding his own bloody business, you know, having a good look. And they took him to show him the lovely scenery, you see. That's what they bloody codded him on with. And as soon as I said, which of you buggers is rowing the boat, the big un grabbed some rushes and some straws. And they started drawing bloody straws. Now, I could have safely put £100 down and said that little fella had got the short straw. He was taking what they call for the ride, you know. I said, well, I said, it looks as though you're in the boat, mister. He said, well, is that the stuff there? And I got the nice big £10 sticks. It saves tying 2 £5 ones together. And just to make sure, give it some bloody hammer, you know. But £10 stick, 18 foot on the bottom, will bring rocks up as big as that chair, you know. Hell of a lot of woof with it, you see. So I just got them all fused up, nice pile of them in the back of the boat. He said, by the way, he said, what happens if that goes off? I said, well, me and thee won't feel it anyway. I said, you do get a feeling of well-being just for that millisecond. I said, it doesn't really hurt, you know. Oh, he's looking at it. I said, do you think you can manage? Oh, aye. He said, so he rose off to the middle. I said, just steady it up a bit. And on the back there, lit the bit of fuse and plunk, a lovely big £10 stick, plunk in the water. And it leaves a trail of bubbles where the fuse comes up, you see. And because it burned quite well underneath, under the water, you can't put it out once you've got it lit. And I said to him, row. And I could feel the boat shake. I could feel the boat shaking and all like that. But the bloody bubbles weren't dropping astern at all. And I thought, by God, well, this isn't a time to be hanging about. So I said, row. And he's rowing all right. When I look round, he's going like buggering. But the oars weren't even in the water. The bubbles had fascinated him like a bloody snake. And he was scratching away like an old innocent. For Christ's sake, get him in the water and row. But by God, when he got a minute, he got his blue. Oh, as he got going up, I could keep dumping the odd one in, you see. Well, there's always that time lag for the first one. But when you've lit the next one and tossed it in, there's only about 2 or 3 seconds between them, and then they start going off. Boom, and then they boom, boom. Christ, he said they're catching us up. Oh, dear. Oh. I do believe he finished up with a double hernia. Oh, dear, dear, dear.